Hallelujah. We have come to worship you today, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that where the Spirit of God is, that is your holy hill, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to go up to some special place in Jerusalem or somewhere else, Lord, for the time has come where we won't worship you at a particular place, but we will worship you in a particular state of being. We will worship you in spirit and in truth, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, that Messiah Yeshua is the one who has come and made it possible for us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, that you invite us to come and walk in your presence, to know you, to celebrate you, Lord.
The Lord alone will be exalted. Oh,
beginning. One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, Messiah. What a beautiful name. Sin was great, your love was greater.
first creature was like a lion, and the second creature was like a calf, and the third creature had the face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings and full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come."
It occurred to me earlier in worship, as we were reading in the Siddurs, the part where it says, I can't find it right now, where it says that we are in this because of the compassion of God. And it reminded me of the verse in Scripture that says his compassion, that brings us into repentance. And it reminded me that I don't know, it just reminded me of that. I thought I should say that. So it is God's compassion that brings us to repentance. And speaking to me, it said to me that in the Siddur it said, I'm here with the people of God. It reminded me of the scripture that said, "O Gentiles, rejoice with his people." And I thought, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And it's God's compassion that has brought me here to where I am in my life and with you all. The other thing it reminded me of is this revelation that God has been speaking to me over and over again throughout my life, that I have these riches because of the Jewish people. And I have this relationship with God because of his son, Yeshua, who came through the Jewish people. And that's what reading this said to me, is that it's God's compassion that made me part of his, that made me a son of God, that made me a child of God. And I hope that encourages you all.
So Yeshua, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. So what could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. What a beautiful name.